This is I Choose Life News and Views, sponsored by Indiana Right to Life and Allen County Right to Life, committed to defending innocent human life for all people of all ages. Your hosts are Kathy Humbarger, Amanda Banks, and Scott Kump.
Welcome to I Choose Life News and Views. I'm Kathy Humbarger.
I'm Amanda Banks.
And I'm Scott Kump. Choose Life News and Views is a joint project of Allen County Right to Life, Indiana Right to Life, and Bot Radio Network in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And now the pro-life news.
This from CitizenLink. A federal judge has ruled that Stephen Briscoe and his companies are not required to provide abortion-inducing drugs or contraception in their health care plans. Senior U.S. District Judge Wiley Daniel of Colorado had originally denied the motion in February, but when the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby this summer, Briscoe brought the case back to the judge, this time with a very different outcome. Briscoe, who owns Continuum Health Partnerships, is a Christian whose deeply held beliefs prevent him from supporting abortion in any way. Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Michael Norton represented Briscoe. Norton explained, quote, "Every American, including business owners, should be free to live and do business according to their faith. For the time being, Stephen Briscoe will be able to do just that." Close quote. It remains to be seen whether the federal government will appeal the ruling. The penalties for businesses that do not comply with a health and human services mandate in Obamacare are staggering. In Briscoe's case, up to $5 million every year. Norton said that is simply unconstitutional, stating, quote, "The cost of freedom for this businessman will cripple his business if the Obama administration ultimately has its way. This lawsuit ensures that Washington bureaucrats cannot force families to abandon their faith just to earn a living." Close quote.
Regular listeners to this program know that at least twice a year, we talk about a very important campaign in the pro-life cause, the 40 Days for Life campaign. Over the country and actually around the world, believers join together twice a year for 40 days to pray for an end to abortion and other life issues. We're going to be spending the majority of our discussion talking about the 40 Days for Life campaign that's coming up this fall. However, I would like to introduce our guests before we get started. Pastor Peter Gregory from St. Paul Lutheran Church, thank you for joining us. You've been a guest on this program before, and we welcome you back.
Thank you, Kathy. It's good to be with you.
And we welcome Father Ben Mullenkamp from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Thank you for being with us. We've learned a little bit about the activities that you're involved in, and I understand they keep you very busy there at St. Elizabeth.
There's always something going on.
Right. And I understand that you're very involved with youth at Bishop Lures as well, and we certainly appreciate that. Also, a first-time guest, Pastor Jimmy Ruffin with the New Life Community Church. Pastor Ruffin, it's been a joy to get to know you a little bit before we started recording, and we're so grateful that you're with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kathy.
And joining us by telephone is Carla DiFilippo. Carla and John are the area coordinators for the 40 Days for Life campaign in Northeast Indiana. And Carla, there are campaigns going on all across Indiana. And you can, I'm sure, give us a website where folks who may not be in Northeast Indiana can find where they can connect in their community.
Absolutely. It's a joy to be with all of you. And they can look at www.40daysforlife.com. That is the national website.
And then you can locate your city and find out who's coordinating the events there and get connected. Before we start into our discussion about 40 Days for Life, I would like to talk about a blessing that we have here in Northeast Indiana that has certainly added to not only this fall campaign coming up, but the spring campaign, and that is the Shepherds United Coalition that started at the beginning of this year. Pastor Peter Gregory is part of the core group, and Father Mullenkamp and Pastor Ruffin are committed signers to the document that the Shepherds United put together. Pastor Gregory, tell us a little bit about the organization, how it started, what the purpose is, and what you see coming down the road for this coalition.
Well, Kathy, Shepherds United is a loose coalition of pastors, priests, and area clergy that are united on three main things, issues of life, of natural marriage, and of religious freedom. So while there are many differences among the many signers of the document, which we signed and presented to the public in January. These are three things that we stand united on and want to work together to see defended and promoted here in Northeast Indiana and around the country. Some of the things that we've been involved with, along with that initial document presentation, of which we have now, I think, over 130, maybe even over 140 area clergy. We were involved in the Spring 40 Days for Life campaign. We're going to be involved again this fall. The Shepherds United is actually taking the very first day, Wednesday, September 25th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We have been involved with a rally for natural marriage here in Fort Wayne, which garnered a lot of press. There were about 400 people in attendance. Also involved with the March for Life last January, the local March for Life, and the Rally for Life last January.
And I think we're going to hear more and more from this coalition as time goes on, because I think we could all agree that our culture, the world in which we live, is getting darker and darker. And the light must become brighter and brighter. And while, as you said, the theological issues are certainly there, and each denomination, each faith community has very good reasons for being part of their particular faith community, still, we can unite together for life, traditional marriage, and the freedom of religion. If anyone is interested in learning more about Shepherds United, please go to the website shepherdsunited.org, shepherdsunited.org. You can see the pastors that have signed on. If you're a pastor and would like to sign on, you can do that online or communicate with the Shepherds United and members via that webpage. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact them. And there will be another activity coming up, I think, in the near future that will be getting the word out to all of you as well. So let's turn our thoughts now for the rest of the program to the 40 Days for Life campaign. Carla, give us a little bit of the history. Why did this organization come about and how? And give us some details.
Okay, Kathy, thank you. A wonderful man by the name of David B. Wright was just absolutely filled with the call of the Lord when he saw a huge multi-million-dollar, multi-level complex being built to do late-term abortions.
I believe this was in Texas, right?
Yes, it was. It was in College Station, Texas. It was located close to the airport so that women could come in from all over. They could have abortions, and they could recuperate in the housing on the upper levels. And he was just called to pray, to call a few other people that know the Lord and want to do the Lord's will together. They prayed and prayed in silence. And after an hour, they wrote down their thoughts on pieces of paper, put it in the middle of the table, and in a very prayerful way, they read them and realized that there was such a thread through the Bible, through our faith history, of all that God has done with the 40-day commitment. And they decided that in much simplicity to pull together a 40-day program of prayer and fast, because some evils are so deeply rooted that they can only be uprooted through both prayer and fast. They called for a second component of community awareness. And, Kathy, we have found out that people in Fort Wayne do not even know that the abortion clinic exists and that we are losing babies. We have lost over 30,000 children in Fort Wayne since 1978, I should say in Allen County. And the third component is a continuous prayer vigil for a 40-day commitment in front of the abortion clinic, which is located on Inwood Drive here in Fort Wayne. The simplicity of this, to confess, to bend our knees, to be in prayer, and to be in confidence in our prayer and our fasting that the end of abortion will be seen.
And Carla, how did it happen that from College Station, Texas, this idea, this prayer vigil effort came to Fort Wayne?
Well, we were very blessed. We received a phone call from David B. Wright that he was going to be in our area to present a message to a group and ask if he could just meet. And Allen County Right to Life stepped right up and pulled together a group of people. John and myself could not even attend that day, but we had such a conviction. We asked if we could be on a phone conversation. And there was just such a rise of conviction to unify our city for life that a small group just started a grassroots effort here. And David B. Wright traveled this country and pulled together many, many communities to be involved.
And that's been several years ago. And a little bit later in the program, we want to talk about some of the ways that the Lord has answered the prayers of the faithful. But I'd like to turn to Father Mullenkamp. I know that there have been many people from your parish who have participated. Why do you support the 40 Days for Life campaign?
The main reason I support this is because I know that abortion hurts women. Mm. It's just that simple. Abortion hurts women. And as a priest, I talk to these women and I see the way that they are hurt. And I want to do everything I can to help to protect other women from making that same mistake that will haunt them.
Well, that's certainly the way I got involved in the pro-life fight. It's approaching 30 years ago when a very dear friend of mine shared with me that she had made an abortion decision. She started the conversation by saying, "Will you still be my friend if I share with you that I have had an abortion?" Well, I knew abortions were going on, but I didn't know anybody I knew. So she allowed me. Back then, 30 years ago, there weren't the healing ministries. There wasn't the information available about the impact of abortion on women. And she allowed me to walk through the grief and pain and healing that she found at the foot of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord really grabbed my heart for this cause through the broken heart of a woman who had believe the lie that for a price, an abortionist could erase the life of a baby. Pastor Ruffin, we talked a little bit before we started recording, and I understand that you pastor a primarily African-American church, and we were talking about how unfortunate it is that the life issue has been turned into a white Republican issue and how difficult that has been to break through that wall. As I shared with you, my office is right next door to the abortion facility here in Fort Wayne, and we see people of all races, and it's just amazing. Even if you look at the bumper stickers or the things they have hanging from their rearview mirror that indicates that they're Christians, and yet they walk into the abortion facility. Tell us why this has been such a detriment and how we might be able to break down those walls and see that this is not a black or white issue. It's a black and white issue, as well as Hispanics and Bosnians and every other race. Why is that important to you?
I think it's because the condition of the abortion system has not been clearly exposed mm-hmm. to the African-American community or the local churches in the city to see what they're doing to the souls of those children as they're ripped apart in the womb. It just takes your breath away. It causes you to really cry out for justice. And that's what I see this situation as, a cry for justice.
Yes.
We talk about justice in terms of economic rights and social rights and access to education and those things. But there is a cry for justice from the souls of those lives that are being ripped from their mother's womb. And so that's why I am involved in this process of trying to make a change, make a difference in the lives of men and women. Men are just as affected by this process mm-hmm. as women are. And I think we need to include the male factor in this carnage that's going on. Because if the men were able to be the kind of men they should have been to those women, maybe the women would have made a different decision.
Very well said, and I could not agree with you more. And I am just so blessed that you are stepping up and you're going to be a part of what we're doing, because we want to make the state of Indiana abortion-free and then spread that across this country. A wise man said to me not too long ago that it really doesn't matter if abortion is legal or not, and that kind of set me back on my heels. He said, we need to make abortion unthinkable. Mm. We need to make certain that everybody understands yes. that every abortion rips the arms and legs off of these little boys and girls, and then the abortionist discards them with surgical waste.
Yes.
That's what's happening every day in this country, almost 9,000 times every year here in Indiana. So we have a job ahead of us, but greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So we know that the Lord calls us to be faithful, and he will bless our efforts, and justice will be done in his time. So very well said, Pastor Ruffin. I'd like to again remind you that our guests are Father Ben Mullenkamp from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Pastor Jimmy Ruffin from the New Life Community Church, Pastor Peter Gregory from St. Paul Lutheran Church, and our area coordinator, along with her husband, John, Carla DiFilippo. And we're talking about 40 Days for Life. And Pastor Gregory, I know your church has actively recruited folks to be a part of this vigil. Was that outside of the box for some of your folks?
I think it is, and I think it's still outside of the box for a great number of people in the congregation. I originally got involved, I'm not sure which year, it might have been the second or third year, and realized that 40 Days for Life was simply asking for an hour of my time to stand across from our local abortion facility to pray silently, and to pray silently not simply for the unborn babies, certainly for them, but also, as we've already talked about, for the mothers, for the fathers, for the abortionists and the workers, for our leaders in our community, for our pastors, for other families and marriages, and kind of to pray holistically. And then from there, I think once Carla got a hold of my name, then she made inquiry asking if our church would be willing to take a dedicated time. And I think we started the first time with a half day, with a six-hour block, one day in the 40 days. And now we routinely take 2 days, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We don't have a large group of people. There are 16 to 20 that are kind of regularly involved, mm-hmm. and each year someone new may get involved and spend an hour praying, and I provide some resources for our members to use. They're not necessarily used to praying for an hour, and so even talking with them, what does that look like? What does it mean? What do you pray for? And I talk about it as a great blessing. It is a blessing of time to pray. For me as a pastor, it's a blessing to know here's an hour when I can simply pray and set other things aside. And I can pray for the needs of the community, for life in very broad ways, and not just physical life, but also for spiritual life for those that I have in mind.
Well, Carla, you are a very persistent coordinator. I will certainly agree with Pastor Gregory on that. And I just want to take a moment to thank you and John for your faithfulness over the years, because you organized the very first 40 Days for Life. And I know that it's grown. In the beginning, we were just doing a fall campaign, and a couple of years ago, we added the spring campaign. Tell us a little bit about the number of churches that are involved and what someone who's not been involved in 40 Days might expect if they agree to stand across from the abortion facility here in Fort Wayne for an hour and pray.
Well, Kathy, it is an opportunity to see and hear and observe things in a very prayerful way that you would never experience in any other way. A lot of people are very concerned about going the first time, but you can expect to have peace. You can expect to be in a very holy place. We're on Statewood Baptist Church property, and you have to experience it to know how connected you feel with the women. You know that they're in crisis. You know they're in fear. And on Statewood side, you are just filled with absolute peace of the Holy Spirit, and know that that's what God wants for all of us.
And we know that there have been babies saved right here in our community as a result of 40 days.
Absolutely.
Any favorite story that comes to mind about one of these babies?
Kathy, there was an experience where a car pulled up out front. It was on the opposite side of the street as we were praying, and a young girl got out and came across, and I have to admit, you never really know when someone's approaching you where this is going to go. And she tearfully thanked everyone for their prayers and invited us to come over to her car and see her beautiful 9-month-old daughter that is alive and well. And she was coming to have her abortion when people were there praying.
Wow.
And caring, and pulled her out of her tunnel vision and her own fear to see that this was a life inside of her. And so you can imagine, we all just rejoiced and loved seeing this beautiful child.
Well, there's nothing like the Lord allowing us to see behind the curtain once in a while. Most of the time, we have to operate by faith, but it's always nice to be able to see the results of our efforts. And I'm sure that that was a very blessed moment for you. That's a story that's been replicated over and over again across the country and around the world. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any idea how many the number of saved babies that have resulted from the 40 Days for Life campaign?
The ones that we know of that are documented that we absolutely know to date is 14 babies. And then, of course, we have a very faithful counselor that is skilled and present to the women every Monday and Tuesday as they come in for their abortion counseling. And the amount of babies that have been saved by her mere presence is just staggering. And I can't encourage people enough, Kathy, to have a simple yard sign in their front yards professing their conviction to life in our community. We know of two of those 14 babies that were saved and their mother saved from the destruction of the abortion just because they saw a sign on their way to the clinic.
And I'm looking at the statistics here from the National 40 Days for Life campaign, and they have documented 7,536 babies that their lives have been saved as a direct result of the 40 Days for Life campaign across the nation and around the world. 83 abortion workers have quit. Father Mullenkamp, tell us a little bit about what your heart is for the abortionist and the abortion workers and how they can be incorporated in this prayer effort.
It seems like, you know, when we're in kind of a sinful state, it's like we can't see things clearly. I think that, you know, to one degree or another, we've all had these moments where it's like we've come awake and we're like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
What was I doing? And, you know, that's a grace. My first thought is, again, the prayer, the fasting, we need to be praying for these people that the Lord would just really just help them to come awake and to see what's going on. Because we see, I believe even some of the earliest abortionists, some of them have converted.
Right. And now they became. Nathanson comes to mind.
And they're like, I don't know what I was, you know.
Right.
So I think that we have to be praying for the renewal of their minds.
Right.
That seems to be the first thing. And I want to add this. You know, I work with a lot of women who have had abortions, and we need to be praying for mothers of young women. I can't believe how often the young woman had no interest. They wanted to have the baby, but mom said, no, we're taking mm-hmm. you and you're going to have this abortion. And so, you know, there's just so many people that aren't even directly, it's not even just the woman, it's these people that are at the abortion clinics, it's the mom. There's like some structures that are causing this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a boyfriend that says, hey, we're doing this.
Yeah, we're done unless you have an abortion, yeah.
And so I just see all these other people that, you know, we don't often think about.
Carla, we don't want to run out of time without you sharing with our listeners how they can become involved in the 40 Days for Life campaign coming up now very quickly. When does it start? How do they sign up? And what are some of your needs?
Well, the campaign starts on Wednesday, September 25th, and it runs through Sunday, November 3rd. And I would like anyone interested to contact us by going to www.40daysfortwayne, and that's FW, so it's 40daysfw.org. And they're also welcome to call 471-1849. I would also like to welcome everyone to join us Thursday evening, the 26th, at 6 o'clock at Statewood Baptist Church. We are a very blessed community that the direct founders are sending Steve Carlin from the National 40 Days for Life to lead a prayer service and to deliver a message to our community. So I invite all of you to come Thursday evening, September 26th at 6 o'clock.
Well, thank you very much, Carla, for those details. And we look forward not only to those who have been faithful to participate in the past, but also to those who will be joining us, because we know that the Lord hears our prayers. He commands us to pray. And we are about the business of what breaks his heart, and that is the death of these innocent little children and the heartbreak of their mothers that they carry for the rest of their lives. So encourage you to follow up in your community if you're not in Fort Wayne, or get in touch with Carla. We've been talking about prayer for the last 25 minutes or so. Pastor Ruffin, before we began taping, you offered a prayer for us as we tape this, which is the tradition for this program. Would you close the program by offering a word of prayer for the campaign and some of the things we've been talking about?
Well, Father God, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity to speak life, to hold up the banner of truth, and to be the instruments by which you will touch the lives of hurting men, women, and children. We pray for this 40 days campaign for life, or that you will anoint each participant as they stand in front of the abortion clinics and pray and intercede on behalf of those who are in darkness. We pray that those who will participate in praying for the very first time, that you will energize them with the spirit of compassion and humility. And God, that you will cause us to not just play church, but be the church, to be salt and light in this community, in this culture, and in this world for the glory of God. And so we thank you for the workers, for the prayers, for those who will invest time, effort, energy, and even money to reach out to a lost world. We pray your peace upon them even now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor Jimmy Ruffin of New Life Community Church, Father Ben Mullenkamp from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Pastor Peter Gregory from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and Carla DiFilippo, coordinator of 40 Days for Life, the fall campaign here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We look forward to seeing you across from the abortion facility, and may this year be the year that we see a closed sign in front of the abortion facility on Inwood Drive. God bless each and every one of you, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. God bless.
If you or someone you know is in a crisis pregnancy, help is just a phone call away. Call 877-791-5475. If you or someone you know is dealing with grief and pain after an abortion decision, whether you had an abortion, convinced someone else to have an abortion, or even participated in a procedure, call 877-791-5475. You'll be referred to a crisis pregnancy center in your area, a place where free and confidential services are available. 877-791-5475.
You've been listening to I Choose Life News and Views. If you have questions about this program, or if you'd like to support the fight for life, please call 260-471-1849 or go to ichooselife.org, because without the right to life, no other rights matter.